Friday morning, and you are with Jenny and Blake.
Love that song. She's going to come play a show. I think I feel it before the end of the year.
You can feel it in your Tucson. Bones.
I promise you. 744 right now. It's 79 degrees, clear skies, beautiful Friday. Today's high 101. And actually, by early next week, we'll be down in the mid-90s.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Wintertime.
Friday morning, Dawn joining us with our movie night traffic light. Going to talk about
good morning, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting week in movies. We've got two really different ones. The first one is Balls of Fury and stars Christopher Walken, and he's the bad guy. He's really into kind of killing people, and he likes guns, that kind of thing.
And does he dance in this movie? Does he dance?
He does a little bit of this
I
and that.
Knew it.
He's
known for dancing.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he was just in Hairspray.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. He plays the father in Hairspray.
Yes, he does. Yeah, and he did a whole dance scene with John Travolta in that movie, which was really great.
Oh,
and he's been known to do some music videos as well, dance and music videos.
Yeah, he's quite the interesting guy. Yeah. He plays a lot of different characters.
<It's true. laughs>
But in the movie, this movie anyway, the FBI wants him, and they think they figured out a way to get to him. All they have to do is find a guy with ping pong skills to enter one of Christopher Walken's extreme ping pong tournaments so that they can bust him. Well, here's a clip of one of the FBI guys who's played by George Lopez recruiting a guy named Randy for the job.
Mr. Daytona?
Yeah.
Ernie Rodriguez, FBI.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to hurt that guy. I know that he had a bad heart. Okay,
that's not why I'm here. Okay, actually, I thought that was part of the show. Until the paramedics showed up, I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, that's some kind of trouble?
No. I came to ask you for your help. The FBI needs you to take part in a top secret mission, one that calls for a man of your unique skills.
Oh. Well, you might have been able to tell, but Randy's ping pong skills are a little rusty, so they send him through some kind of Karate Kid training first, and then he's off to the tournament to fight for his life.
Does he have to wash cars and paint fences?
There's a lot of that stuff. Yeah. And you know, this is one of those movies that's completely ridiculous, but doesn't hide it because it's all about being completely ridiculous. And what makes it funny when it is funny, though, is the actors, they play their parts really straight, so you kind of buy the whole absurdity thing, you know, so it's really kind of interesting. But you get to the point where enough spoofing, like they spoof everything from the Karate Kid stuff to even the Matrix. I mean, it's a whole bunch, so it gets a little tiring after a little while. And ping pong, the movie is all about ping pong. It's an hour and a half of ping pong, which is 90 minutes of ping pong. If you guys aren't already
tired
really
of ping pong. How do you really feel about that?
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a ping pong table in their house?
Well, at home it's all right, but after an hour and a half of this, so you know, it's an all right kind of movie for a ridiculous comedy. So in our movie night traffic light, I'm going to rate Balls of Fury a yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution. What about for kids? Is that a kid movie or
it's no? It's PG-13, so it's for the older kids. There's some humor in there, and there's some violence in there. It's not, you know, violent at all, like our next movie, which is called Halloween.
I won't be seeing
now, this is a remake. Halloween.
Well, it's
right?
Rob Zombie. He's the director, and it's his take on it. And he says it's not a remake. It's a new interpretation or whatever.
But Halloween came out years and years ago. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was back in the 70s,
I mean,
even, right?
There was Halloween 1 and 2.
Yeah,
and 3.
Exactly.
This is like the working title was Halloween 9, but I seriously think there's been a lot more. There like 127 Halloween movies made. But this one, it starts with Mike Myers, of course, is the main character when he's 10 years old, and he pretty much kills his whole family. Well, here's a clip of his dog.
I know. It's a
great
story.
Way to start.
I know. Well, that's kind of the movie. So here's a clip of his doctor describing Mike Myers.
These eyes will deceive you. They will destroy you. They will take from you your innocence, your pride, and eventually your soul. Behind these eyes, one finds only blackness. These are the eyes of a psychopath.
First of all, I would not go to a doctor that talked to me that way and had the creepy music playing in the background. I'd be a C lady.
You know, I don't think Mike really had a choice who his doctor was because, you know, he went on a killing rampage before he was institutionalized, while he was institutionalized, and after he breaks out of the institution. Mm. That's what this movie is.
And Mike Myers is playing the main character.
Well,
no,
the main character's
title,
his name is Mike Myers.
Not the comedian.
I'm like,
not
Austin
Mike
Powers
Myers. Yeah, no.
Is on a killing rampage?
No, not the comedian Mike Myers.
No, this is some... You know, I even worried about the little kid that played this part, because there's a 10-year-old kid that starts this part, and he's like a creepy, killing kid. So I don't know. I don't know. The whole movie is really strange. And I really have a couple questions, though. Do we really, really need another Halloween movie? And sure. I thought Halloween was like in October. I mean, nothing about this movie makes any sense. It's like they said, okay, we're going to make a really, really brutal killing movie. And, oh, yeah, somebody told us we have to put a lame movie or a lame story in this movie, too. So I guess we'll do that.
Well, that's probably the movie company to blame for that, because they decide when they release that stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe they know that's a dud and they have better movies coming out in October. That
I think maybe, or I don't know, maybe it'll be on DVD in time for Halloween, because I don't know how long this is going to be in the theaters or not. But it is almost 2 hours long, and I have to tell you, Jenny, I'm with you on this. If I didn't have to sit through this movie, I would not have stayed.
Did you have nightmares?
Movie. No, I mean, it's not. It's just so stupid and bad, and it's just, I mean, you know, it's violent
gratuitous
going in.
Violence.
Yeah, it's gratuitous violence, and gratuitous. You can just,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, it's just, you know what you're going for when you go see this movie. It doesn't give you nightmares, but it's just, I don't know, it's just ridiculous. It's over the top, and you know what the really, really scary thing for me, though, is? There are people out there that like the Halloween movies and are gonna like this movie.
You do?
So yeah.
You like the extreme, the crazy
killing stuff.
Clearly, Dawn
drank the Haterade before she went in to see the movie.
No, it's just frightening. I think for people I would not take part in this movie in any way, shape, or form. And it's always crazy to think that there are people that really enjoy it. But everybody's different.
I just like the macabre.
Well, okay, then you're going to
like scary
this
stuff.
Movie.
I like scary movies.
But for the rest of us that don't like this kind of thing, this is really, really bad. Okay. Way over the top. Gratuitous, so to speak.
Thank you.
So on our movie night traffic light, I am going to rate Halloween. This one for me is a red.
Okay.
I know. There were people in the audience that liked it and even laughed a couple times because it's just so ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, but it is really gory. This is no way any kid of any age should go to this movie.
It's an adult movie.
Yeah. It's definitely
rated R, right?
Yeah, it's definitely rated R. But if you want a more lighter side of things, don't forget to watch our TV show, which is every Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the CW, which is Channel 8 or 58, all thanks to the great people over at Marshall's Jewelers.
Nice bling.
Thank you so much.
Hey, so are you going to be out at a theater tonight?
Yeah, you know, we're actually going to be at Elcon seeing what people thought of Halloween, all movies. Yep. Yeah, so there's going to be people that love it. There's going to be people that hate it. So we're going to get a lot of good reactions.
You will get some great
reactions. Go see the 6:45 showing, which is the digital screening. I mean, if you don't want to see it, go see the digital screening, which will be really cool.
Oh, so you can see the killings a lot clearer.
Yeah, very clear, very crisp.
Awesome.
I know. I bet I don't see Jenny there tonight.
No, you definitely won't see that. Be there tonight.
Dawn, thanks for coming in from movienighttrafficlight.com, and you can link to their website from our website as well, 929themountain.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.